Tylko to ma Anfiela Kała, to jest Pay Days.
Moje same nocy.
Cliff Paybays, and it may be too. Okay, Rabbeinu says, Dai should know. Shekol ma shehoyim amedabrim b'sfira, b'chol yemei ha-sfira, that this that people speak during the period of time that we say, we count sfira saimer, he medabrim rak mei ha-sfira sheloisei hayoyim. All conversations that go on during that day are related to the sphira of that day. Number one, the number of that day, and number two, the specific sphira, chesed shebe chesed, in that manner. Umi shehu maven, and a person who is a maven, a person who has understanding, yuchal ishmaya, can hear, veleidazais, and understand this, get to know exactly how what people are saying is related to the sphira of that day. If he'll bend his ear well to listen to the stories that people are saying, Yishma, he'll hear shehimedabrim rak mehasfira shalaisayim, that people are talking only about the sphira of that day. Now, obviously, if Rabbein Ezal said this, it means he was masig this. He was able to listen to the conversations that people were having and be able to understand how everything that they were saying was tied into the sphira of that day. Baruch Hashem. Next. Torah Kuf Pei Gimel. Rabbeinu Zal says, Da, you should know, Shehatzadikim Shebedoyer, Heim Yishvim Be'igul, that the tzadikim of the generation sit in a circle. Dehainu, Seder Yeshivosom, the sequence of their seats, Sheheim Yishvim Ba'ilam, the manner that they're seated in the world, Kol Echad V'Echad B'Mkaimai, each one in his position, Hu Al Seder Ho'igul, is in a manner of a circle. It's in the form of a circle. Va'af sheyesh shar b'nei adam b'neihem, shemaf sikin u'mekalkalin seder ho'igul, and although there are other people in between them who separate and seem to break up the continuity of this circle, Rabbi Nezal says, achda, you should know, she'elu b'nei adam hein bebechinas einoy min ha'yishuv. These people, we don't even classify them in a sense as being existent. They're not part of civilization. They're not considered part of normal civilization. Ve'enom nechshovim klal, and they're not counted whatsoever. Va'azai, so if we subtract and eliminate those people, nishorim hatzadikim yishvim b'seder igul. The remainder, if we remove all the people who are not min ha'yishuv, what remains is the tzadikim, and obviously those who are attached to them, and they are seated in this form of an eagle, of a circle. V'hakodesh Baruch Hu al kulam, and Hashem is over all of these tzadikim. V'hu b'chinas roish bezdin, kaviyochel Hashem is classified as a b'china of a roish bezdin. Ki elu hatzadikim sheyeshvim be'igul, these tzadikim who are seated in a circle, heim b'chinas bezdin, they are the concept of a court. Shemehem yoytzei hamishpot l'chol echad v'echad. From them comes forth judgment to each and every person. Hein lezchus, hein lechoivo, whether it be for the benefit of a person or chas v'shalom against a person. V'chein parnoso yoitzas mehem. And we know that parnoso also comes from these tzadikim. Sheheim mechalkim haparnoso lechol echad v'echad koro eloi. They are the ones who divvy up the parnoso to each and every person, according to what that person deserves, according to what that person is supposed to get. All parnoso comes from the tzadikim. The Zohar Kodesh quotes the posuk about this, Meha'ichel yotzo ma'achol. All ma'achol, the whole power of shefa, comes from the eichel. Who is the eichel? Tzadik eichel l'seiv nafsho. It comes from the tzadik. All parnoso comes from the tzadik. Note, the word ma'achol refers to shefa. We mentioned many times the word ma'achol refers to shefa, because the word ma'achol is the combination of yud kei vav kei, aleph dalet nun yud. Whenever you want to be ma'alid shefa, you need a yichud. When you have a yichud of yud kei vav kei aleph dalet nun yud, amen, that's bigimatria ma'achol, the whole union of shefa. That's why, note, coincidence, Rebbe Zal was talking this morning about the significance in Ashrei. The most important sentence in Ashrei is Paiseach es yodecho. Paiseach es yodecho. That's where all the shefa is given out. That's why the first letters of Paiseach es yodecho is Rosh Tevois bigimatria ma'achol. That's the whole mokor for Parnosa, because that's where this yichud of Yud Kevav Ke Alef Dalet and Yud takes place. Rabbeinu Zalter Samachov gives the whole explanation of Yodecho is the two Yuds, the Yud of Yud Kevav Ke, the Yud of Alef Dalet and Yud. Now you understand how that ties in to the Rosh Yitevos of Paiseiachus Yodecho, which is this yichud from which all Shefa comes from.
I need your question. Does it work this way? The Tzadik Emes of each generation, he is responsible for bringing down the Shefa for collectively for the people in the world. Do Tzadikim and the team, let's say, give it to specific individuals who are under their wing?
Exactly. In other words, each Tzadik is responsible for his community or for his group. However, there is a single Tzadik in every generation who is responsible for the whole world collectively.
Right.
Okay, now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'ho Ikor, note the wording again, V'ho Ikor, the main thing is, V'ho Ikor hu sheyihye ahavo b'neihem. The most important thing is that there should be ahavo between these tzaddikim, obviously again referring to the tzaddikim, and those who are nilva elehem, those who are attached to them. Because when we say that the other people are considered chutz min ha'ishu or enoy min ha'ishu, that refers to those who are not mekusha to tzaddikim. For those who are mekusha to tzaddikim, there's no question at all that they are considered part of the ishu. No question at all. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, the main thing is that there should be love between them. Now, how do we define the word ahavo? Rabbeinu Zal says, the ahavo hainu sheyihye ho'avo chazoko kol kach, the ahavo, the love, should be strong to such an extent, ad sheyihyu royim ze eze tomid, to the extent where they see each other on a constant basis. Because of the tremendous bond of love that exists between them, it's not possible for them to be able to stand not seeing each other on a constant basis. If one has to go away for a period of time, the other one feels that they miss him tremendously. Period. Rabbeinu Zal says, Gam yesh ahavo, there is a different level of love, sheyecholim lizboil shleiru zezeh, where people can take not seeing each other. Va'afal pikein hu ahavo, and it's still classified as a bechina of love, she'oyhav enesatzmon meirochoik, they're friends from a distance, not close friends. And that's also a concept of seeing each other. Why? Like people have an expression about something that they hate. I can't look at it. That concept of I can't look at it is the best way to describe a hate for an item. So if this person is not in that category that you can't stand looking at him, it's not that if you don't see him you go nuts, but if he's not in the category that you can't stand looking at him, he's still a bechina of an oyhev. It's a distant oyhev, but it's an oyhev. Rabbeinu Zal says the avil should be to the extent where you can't take not seeing him, that kind of concept. Rabbeinu Zal says, but when people like each other, who bechinas royim zeze, it's this concept of seeing each other, shehu bechinas avo kanal, which is the concept of avo. Now this ties into the whole set of halachas and shulchan aruch halachas berkas horeiya, where a person makes a special bracha for seeing a friend whom he hasn't seen in a long time. When it's the type of ahava, when it's the type of ahava where the not seeing a long time subtracted from the chiyus of each one. Each one knows he lives off seeing the other person. There's such an ahava that he draws chiyus from seeing the other person. In a case like that, if he didn't see him and then he gets to see him again, that warrants making a bracha shehechiyano. There was a new chiyus added by seeing this person. How many people are zeicha to have that kind of friendship where a person could say it's that kind of relation? Now Rabbeinu Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Gemara refers to when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin ha'yisa yosheves kigoyren agula, that the Sanhedrin, the rabbis of the Sanhedrin, used to sit like a storage house of tvua in a circular form. Rabbeinu Zal says, Sanhedrin zeh b'chinas ha'tzadikim. Sanhedrin refers to the tzadikim, shemehem, yoitzin, kol ha'mishpotim, v'chol ha'parnoso kanal. From them comes forth all mishpot and all parnoso. Note, what's the pasuk in the Torah that's quoted about the Sanhedrin? Which was the most important place where the Sanhedrin was, Marty? The wording that's used about the Sanhedrin is Tzion. Tzion is Begematria Yosef. Tzion is the symbol of Tzadik. That pasuk, which is quoted for the Sanhedrin, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Seira, that refers to the Bechinas Tzadik. Bechinas Yosef, Bechinas Tzadik. Rabbi Nezal says, Sanhedrin is the Bechinas HaTzadikim, Shemihem Yaitzim Kol HaMishpot HaMachla HaParnosa Kanal. They are the ones who dole out Mishpot and Parnosa. That's why it says that the Sanhedrin sat like a geirin, like a storage house of tevua, related to the topic of parnosa. Shemihem yoytse mezaynoi su parnosa. Shemishom yoytse mezaynoi su parnosa. From them comes mozoin and parnosa. V'yeshivosom be'igul kanal. And they sit in this circle. The kol zeh, why? Why was the Sanhedrin set up in such a way that they had to sit in a circle? Kedei sheyihu royin zeh zeh. Kama yisham arsham begemara. As the Gemara explains the Sanhedrin, there was a halachic requirement that each judge had to be able to see each other. Hainu bechinas ahavo shehi bechinas re'iyo. That's this concept of ahavo, which is totally, it's judged by this concept of looking. Note, that's why the only item in Shulchan Aruch, in all four Shulchan Aruchs that we have related to the Ahava between friends, is a halacha related to seeing. Why isn't there a halacha related to touching or to speaking to? The answer is this is something which eye contact. That's the whole friendship. If he sees him and he's ecstatic, they're friends. If he sees him and no lights go on, it means there's something missing in the friendship.
This is how you explain when Esav and Rashi met his brother Yaakov. They right. Both were crying and everything. Esav, I don't think, was sincere.
So, who, that has nothing to do with what were they crying over? They weren't crying out of love for each other. It was a different thing completely. They were, each one had a reason for, Yaakov had a reason, had nothing to do with friendship. Just the opposite. By Esav came with his 400 men, which was the exact opposite of this. That was the bechin of ra'ayin, a bechin of a bad eye. He wasn't looking at Yaakov Avinu with any love, it was just the opposite. Whereas Yaakov Avinu was the symbol of tovayin.
The fact that Tzadikim sit in a circle.
Right.
And it's the circle.
Rabbi Nezal was describing to you how this world works, Kaviyacho, what the setup is of the Tzadikim in this world, their position in a form of a circle. Whether we see it or not physically doesn't matter. Factually, Rabbi Nezal says, looking from upstairs down, you'll see that there is this concept of a circle in which the Tzadikim are seated, and from them comes forth all Shefa to the world and all Mishpat to the world. And there is a requirement of tremendous, in other words, the most important relationship within this circle is the love that exists between the tzaddikim within this circle. And the people in the middle don't harm this circle at all because they are negligible. They don't count whatsoever. It's just this circle that counts, and they all have to see each other, meaning there has to be this level of ahava where they're always seeing each other, and when they don't see each other, they miss each other to the extent where it's as though they're seeing each other. And that's what gives them the power to give out Shefa to the world. That's what gives them the power to give out Mishpat to the world. This all corresponds to what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin as far as the basic halachas of the Sanhedrin and the Beis HaMikdash.
The other thing is with the types of love.
Right.
So there's one type where they want to see, they miss each other so much they don't see each other. But then there's another type of love where they need to see each other.
Correct.
That's also, and I lost the trend, are they trying to show that one is better than the other one?
No.
One is the same
it's not, definitely not the same. He's showing two different levels. But he's showing you how, in other words, we can't say that this one is not considered ahava whatsoever, because when it's not ahava, that's when you use the term, I can't look at it, I can't look at him, that kind of concept. So as long as it's not that, it's still within the category of ahava, although real ahava is, sheyu royin zeh zeh tomid. That constant wanting to look at them when he doesn't get to look. I'm saying, you read your name or not, you see what love was. When he didn't get to see Rabbi Nezal, it was torture. And when he got to see him, he was ecstatic. And just to see him, that concept of seeing him brought such a chiyus and a simcha.
Mm-hmm. listen, and then you use terms as Ravenzel, a contrast like the, like you said, the Sanhedrin, like with the contrasting it to the seven wise men of Athens, the way they sat around the type of relations they had with each other.
No, I don't think so. Although, note again, there you find that they weren't seated in a circle. There was some on top, some on bottom. There was pirud. There was separation. These didn't have respect for these. These didn't have respect for these. Just the opposite.
It's like a pecking order.
Yeah.
Also, was it in the Sanhedrin, was it a circle or a semicircle?
Could
I thought it was a semicircle.
Possible. Just a second, she runs out. I think it was semicircle. In other words, in a semicircle is where they can all see each other. Right, right. That's what it's talking about. What it means in the form of a circle, part of a circle. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Now note again, all of these things he's writing, this he taught his Talmidim for what? This applies to Tzadikim. This applies to those who are Mekusha to Tzadikim. He describes exactly what should be, what could be, what is, and exactly what comes out of it. What gives them their power, this is what gives them the power. Okay. Terah Kuf Pei Dalet. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kishe'echod medaber im chaveiroi v'yirashamayim. When a person speaks to his friend about Yerushalayim, Nase Oyer Yoshev Oyer Chayzer, there is generated a light that shoots out from the person to the one whom he's speaking to, and a light that bounces back, that rebounds back from the one who's being spoken to the one who's doing the speaking. Ulefa'omim makdim ha'oyer chayzer kaidem ha'oyer yoshev. Rabbeinu Zal says there's a strange thing here where at times the rebound is faster than the first light hitting the actual item that it's supposed to hit, than the light that's emanating. When kishamekabel yeshloi moyach koton, when the one who was supposed to be receiving has a very small brain, ve'ein yochel lekabel divrei chaveroi, and he's not able to receive, to grasp the words of his friend, ki oz koidem shemekabel chaverim imenu sheze b'chinas er yosher. In a situation like that, before the receiver does his receiving, which is this concept of er yosher, the normal path, koidem loze mekabel hume chaveroi, he receives, in other words, he feels the effect of it first. In other words, factually, from a physical point, from a point of physics, it's not possible for it to get back here before hitting there. But we're not talking about bouncing, we're talking about taking effect. The light goes in there and is absorbed. In other words, you picture a movie showing in slow motion, you throw a ball real hard against the wall, the ball hits the wall, and if you slow it down there, you see it pressing in. It gets pressed in against the wall and then gets pushed out by the wall. That period of time that it takes to have it pressed into the wall to become part of the wall and shoot back, depending on what kind of wall it is, that's what determines how possible it is for the wall to absorb it. Here we're saying the Makabo, according to how small a brain he has, it's possible that before he feels the effect of it, it's already back here. This one caught it already and has more of an effect of it than the one who was supposed to get it originally. Rabbeinu Zal explains now. Note here again the structure of a Torah. First paragraph introduces it, now he's going to explain it. When a person speaks to his friend about fear of Hashem, about serving Hashem, af she'in chaveiro mekabel mimenu, although at times he'll talk for an hour and the one who's listening doesn't really it's not that he doesn't hear, there's hearing and their hearing, which means there's to hear and to listen. In other words, to absorb it, to accept it, that kind of concept. Although the friend doesn't accept it, afal pikein hu mekabel hisayrus mechaveroi, the one who is doing the talking still receives a hisayrus from the one who was supposed to be listening. Why? Ki al yedei ha-hako, through the striking, sheyotzu hadiburim mipiv l'chaveroi, that the words went out from his mouth and hit his friend, ayidei zeh choyzer ho'oyer eilov. Through that, the light bounces back to him. V'zehu b'chinas oyer chayzer mamish hamuva b'ksavim ayin shom. This is the whole concept of oyer chayzer that's discussed in the Kisvei Arizal many times. This is exactly what the Arizal is referring to. If you recall, we once mentioned it as far as Keser is concerned. The fact that Keser is actually the 10th sphira in actuality, and yet what number do we attribute to Keser? Esrim. The word Esrim is Bigimatria Keser. Why? Because the light of Keser shoots down 10 levels and bounces back up 10 levels. That's this concept of Hakor. The word Esrim is Bigimatria Keser, showing that it's actually an Oyer Yosher and an Oyer Chayzer. And this concept is brought many times, this concept of Hakor, squaring a name of Hashem. Ekye, squared, is Bigimatria Emes. This concept of Hakor, bouncing against each other. The concept of the test Tisha Hecholin that are generated by the three Meichen clashing against each other. That's a concept of Ur Yosher and Ur Chayzer. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Kamoimi Shemake V'Kaise, like a person who strikes a wall, he throws a ball against the wall or something like that, Shechazer Hadavor Elov, the object returns to him. Kamoikein, similarly, Kishimadabra L'Chaveiro, when a person speaks to his friend, although his friend does not receive, why? He's got stuffed up ears or whatever it is. For some reason, he's not accepting or receiving what should be given. Although the friend doesn't accept it or doesn't take hold of it, the one who was doing the speaking could be aroused from the words that he spoke, al yedei ha-hakor, through this striking, sheyotzu hadiburim lagabi chaveroi, where the words went out in the direction of his friend, v'hikuboi, they struck the friend, v'chozru elov, and they returned to him. V'alkein, Rabbi Nizal explains, therefore, im hoyo medaber elu hadiburim beinoy levein atzmoy. It's not a question. A person would say, if that's the case, then I just lock myself in a room and speak these words, and the same thing will happen. Rabbi Nizal says, if the person would have been speaking to himself, yochoy lihiyoyz sheloy hoyo misor mehem klal, it's possible that the words would not have aroused the person at all whatsoever. Validei shedibrom lechaveroi, whereas through the fact that he spoke these words to a friend, nis'erer mehem, he became aroused by the words, af shechaveroi leinis'erer. Although the listener wasn't aroused, the speaker becomes aroused. Ki chozru elov alidei b'chinas ha'hakor kanal, because the effects rebounded back to the speaker through this process of striking which we mentioned before. V'ze b'chinas oyer chayzer, shehu alidei b'chinas hakor, kemavur b'ksavim v'hovein. This is the concept of the oyer chayzer, which happens through hakor, which is discussed in the Kisvei Arizal many times. Here Rabbi Nizal explained it in much simpler terminology. Now note, interestingly, Rav Moshe Zal, in one place in the Kotei Halacha, where he discusses the concept of having his Spedidus in a room, Rav Moshe Zal spoke about setting aside a cheder meyuchad for his Spedidus. There, Rav Moshe Zal definitely does mention the fact that in a situation like that, there is also this concept of a redifa and a ma'akev. Person is speaking, the words are going out from his mouth, headed heavenward, and there's a ceiling in the room. The words strike against the ceiling, trying to get out kaviyochel tashem. There is also this bechina of hakor there that generates the concept of keser, the concept of tisha, these tisha hecholim. So you see that it's true that it could happen in a display of this when a person is speaking to Hashem, not when a person is talking to himself. When a person is speaking to Hashem, or a person is speaking to a friend, that's when this whole item goes into effect, where that oyer hits the person, could benefit the person. Baruch Hashem.
Does it say that if you don't have a good listener, you should know it's still going to come back and hit you?
Definitely.
So if you have a better listener, won't it still hit you? Won't it affect you even more?
Yes, no. In other words, it seems here that the smaller the listener, in a sense, the more of it comes rebounding back to the one who's doing the speaking. In other words, whatever's not absorbed there comes back automatically. Although, again, when a person is saying a shiur to 100 people and he's speaking powerful words, it's understood, unless he's abnormal, unless he considers himself apart, whatever he's saying affects him also. But here we're talking about this specific kind of thing where a person talking to one person, trying to influence and trying to get him, and he talks and the words don't seem to go in, he should know that the words are bouncing back to him and they're helping him a lot.
More than in a case where a person does absorb it?
Possibly. Possibly. Baruch Hashem. Go ahead.
Isn't it also once that the evil will come to a person, or whatever you also have such power, that kind of person before, where they're like just, you know, spades and moon, other kind of things, spoken for himself?
No, that's talking about the words of Torah or words of Tefillah that a person speaks.
So, like he's giving himself his
power. No. Definitely not. There was one item that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about, speaking to a person, speaking to your Eivor, and that's a different thing completely. But there, when it says that the Dibur, it means the Bulim of Tefillah or the Bulim of Torah. Definitely. Okay, next. Torah Kuf Pei Hei. Rabbeinu Zal says, Isa b'Zohar, it is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, Kad Yisroel Ishtalimu b'Ovdaihu, when the Yidden are Sholem in their Avodah, Kaviyochel Shmo Kadisha Ishtalim. The name of Hashem becomes Sholem. When the Yidden are Sholem in their Avodah, in their Mitzvahs, Kaviyochel, they make the name of Hashem be Sholem. V'ikar Hashlemos Hi Yiro. Rabbeinu Zal says that the term Sholem is associated with Yiro. Kemoishikosu, as the Pasuk says, Mo Hashem Alekecho Sholem Meimcho Kiyim Liyiro. All Hashem asks of you is Yira, meaning if you have Yira, you have everything. If you don't have Yira, you have nothing. So we see that the term Shlemus is applied to Yira. Note, what do we say in Benshin? Ki ein machzer li'reyov. What does that mean? Sholem, Shlemus. Ki ein machzer, there's nothing missing. Why? If I have Yira, I have everything. The word Yerushalayim, Yira, Sholem. Those two items go together. Valkain, Nikras, Yira, Seif Dovor. That's why the wording that's used in the Torah about Yira, Yira is called Seif Dovor, the Untish Deshua, the last item on the list. Kamash Yikosu, as the Pasuk says, Seif Dovor HaKoyel Nishmo Eswalikim Yirei. Seif Dovor Eswalikim Yirei. The bottom line is fear Hashem. That's the bottom line. That's completion. That's Shlemus. Kihi Shlemus Kol Hadvorim. Yira is the Shlemus of everything. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'yesh Neimina Yirois. There are two types of Yira. Yesh Mi Shehu Yorei Me Hashem Migdulosoi V'Reina Musoi. There is a person who fears Hashem because of Hashem's greatness and exaltedness. Begin the Ihu Rav Vishalit, Kaviyochel, because Hashem is master and ruler. He fears Hashem because he recognizes Hashem's rulership. That's an upper Yira. V'yesh Yira Lamata Mimenu, there is a lower level of fear. Hainu Shebol Yira Al Yidei Yira is Tachtoinois, where a person comes to fear Hashem through lower types of fear, meaning Al Yidei Sheyorei Mechayo Oy Misar Oy Mipachad Acher, through the fact that a person experiences being afraid of an animal or a policeman or a robber, a mugger, or some other kind of fear. Al Yidei Zeh Hu Nizkar Ubol Yiras Hashem. So through that kind of fear, he develops a concept of fear of one who's even stronger than a lion, or stronger than this policeman, or, you know, that kind of concept. V'yira harishayna, the first type of yira that we mentioned, shehi al yidei his bainanus haseichel bigdulosei v'rayma musoi, that yira which comes through a delving with the mind, thinking deeply with the mind about the greatness of Hashem. In other words, not any kind of fear of punishment, nothing to do with that. This is simply a fear out of awe, out of the greatness of Hashem. Just seeing such a spectacular sight, the awe injects a fear. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hi Bechinas Aleph. That upper level Yira that we mentioned is Bechinas Aleph, the letter Aleph. How? Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain now. Ki ha-yiro hi b'chinas malchus. We know that yiro goes together with malchus. Kamay shekosu, as the Gemara says in this Pirkei Avos, il mole mayro'o shel malchus. If not for the fear that people have of government, mayro'o malchus. Rabbi Nizal says, Vehi Bechinas Dalit. That makes it a concept of the letter Dalit, begin the less Lomigarmo Klom, because we know about the Malchus, it's written that it has nothing of its own. The less, it has nothing, the less is the letter Dalit. That's Malchus. Rabbi Nizal says, because it's impossible to get to. 1 minute. The Malchus has nothing of its own. The Malchus must draw from somewhere else. Yira is Malchus. Yira can't exist on its own. It must draw from somewhere else. What's the somewhere else? In other words, the most childish type of fear must be totally in a certain type of knowledge. Pavlov's theory. You saw this guy get hit or burned. You saw that a bell means food. You began to relate it. But first, it takes seeing something. It takes a bechina of his bainanus hasechel. The Hasechel Nikru Yud. Sechel is referred to as the concept of the letter Yud. Kamashikosov Rashi, as Rashi Kodesh says on the Pasuk Oz Yoshir Moshe, Rashi Kodesh says, Sheroi Lichtoiv Shor Moshe. It should have said Oz Shor Moshe. Then Moshe sang. It says Oz Yoshir Elo Yud Al Shem HaMachshavah Nemro. The Gemara says that the letter Yud refers to Machshavah. We didn't daven in here. He started already. Next, okay. Rabbi Nizal says, "Elo Yud Al Shem Hamachshavo Nemra." The letter Yud refers to Machshavo. The Hahamsho. Okay. So we have Yira, which is basically Malchus, which is basically something that can't live off its own whatsoever. Malchus is something that can never be alone. A woman can never be alone. She must have a partner. Must have a mate. So the Malchus requires something feeding it, which is the Hizboinon HaSasechel, which is the letter Yud. So far we have a Yud and a Dalet. Rabbi Nizal says, V'hahamshocho mehasechel ha'yira, the drawing from the Sechel to the Yira, hu bechinas vov. It requires a pipe. To draw something from one place to another place, you have to have a pipe. A pipe is symbolized by the letter vov. Vizeh Aleph. That's how we construct the letter Aleph. That's how the letter Aleph symbolizes Yira. The upper part of the Aleph is a Yud. The middle part is a Vav. The bottom part is a Dalid. So Yira is the Dalid, Meiro Shel Malchus, the Leslami Garma Klum, which draws from the Hizbeinenus HaSeichel via the Vav, via a pipe. Note, there's a possible, which just a second. No, I'm thinking about something else. Okay. There are different psukim that are brought in the Zohar Kodesh to show the different constructions of the letter Aleph. How sometimes we refer to Aleph as two Yuds with a Vav in middle. Sometimes it's referred to as Yud, Vav, Dalid. Sometimes it's referred to as Yud, Vav, Reish. The bottom part sometimes is referred to as a Reish. And as Zohar Kodesh explains, there are different reasons why in one place it takes on this form, in one place it takes on this form. The pasuk that's brought about the letter Yud, in other words, the way we just described that it's a Yud, a Vav, and a Dalid, the Zohar Kodesh quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Oide Shimcha Ki Osiso Fela. I give praise to you. Oide is Miloshin Yud. Yud, Vav, Dalid. Ki Osiso Pela. Pela is the letter Aleph. The letter Aleph constructed via Oide, via the letter Yud. A Yud, a Vav, and a Dalid. That's the letter Pella, the letter Aleph. Okay, so that's the upper level Yira. The upper level Yira has three components. It has a Bechina of basic Yira, Meirosh HaMalchus. However, it's a Yira that comes via a Hizbeinenus HaSechel, which means it has that Yud attached to it, which was the Sechel, a deep thinking into the greatness of Hashem, which is funneled into the Dalid via a Vav. That's this upper level Yira, which is symbolized by the letter Aleph, which has these three components. Here it is. Yeah, look. So, Hahamshocha, Mehasecha, Lahayira, Hubachinas
Vav. I mean, that's the pipe. I mean, like we said, the Yud is Machshava.
Right.
And da, but the,
let's try it again. The Yud is the Machshava.
Right.
The Dalet is the Malchus, the
right.
basic era. Now what? What
the
do you do?
Is the Hamad.
No. I'm asking you a question. Forget the Vav. How do you? How does? How do they connect in any way? How do they relate to each other in any way? It's two different. It's one sphere is the top sphere, the other one is the bottom sphere. How do they connect?
Sorry.
How do Chochma, Bin, and Das connect with Malchus? You have to have the Vav in the middle, as the Hamsha.
I mean, there's two spheres.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's try it again. He's referring to the sphere. That's what I'm talking about.
That's implied. It's not like spelled out the way they spelled out the other thing.
Of course not. It's understood that you're, in other words, that term Hamshacha means pipe, which those who are familiar with the basic construction of the spheres know that it operates in this way. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud Kei referred to his Boinanos, the Sinan of Sechel, the last Kei refers to Malchus, the last Lami Grama Klum, the Vav and middle, Chesed Vor Teferes Nesachai Yisrael, is the Hamshacha. It's
so
Sadik Yisrael, which brings about the Yichol.
So it's the entire Zayam, which is the pipe? Or just Yisrael?
Both. What is Yisrael?
The last part of
Yisrael is a Kailel.
It's
a Kailel of Zerampin. Yisrael is a Kailel of
Zerampin. What referred to the Hal?
Yud. How do you spell the letter Yud? Yud, Vav,
Dal. Which word? Is it Adko is Yud?
No. I didn't. I said the word Aideh. There's no Aidcha. Aideh refers to the letter Yud, meaning Yud Vav Dalet. You understand? That's what it is. Okay. Rabbi Nizal says, okay, so we explained how the upper level Yira is all contained within the letter Aleph. Rabbi Nizal says, V'hayira habeiz shehi bo midvarim tachtainim, the second level Yira, which comes from low level items, he bechinas aid, is a concept of the word aid, which means vapor, aleph dalet, not ayin dalet, which means witness, aid, which means vapor. Ki hi bechinas dale dalus. The upper level yira, we said the dale there refers to dalus, deleslami garma klum. This is a dale dalus, this is much poorer. If the other one was poor, this is super poor. So it has a second dalet attached to it, sort of. She'enon imsheches mehaseichel. It's not drawn from the seichel at all. Ela mehadvorim tachtainim. It comes from lower level items. Vayidei hayirazu enon imshach rak hashbois ba'olam. And through this lower level yira, the only thing that comes out of that is shefa for the world. That lower level yira is a concept of raising up mayan nukvin. How? Rabbi Nizal is going to explain how. Okay, now Rabbi Nizal explains. How does this happen? When a person needs something from his friend, and he goes and makes a request of his friend, and through the request, he gets the friend to give him the item that he needs. Machmas shediburov ubakoshosoi, because his words and his request, shehichnia atzmoi lechaveroi, whereby he humbled himself before his friend, ubikesh mimenu, and he went ahead and made the request of his friend. Nasu elu hadiburim bebechinas haolas mayinukvin. These words took on the form of presenting up a mayin nukvin. And they accomplished the request accomplished by the friend to get the friend to give him whatever he needed. In other words, Bigashmi is just as we have this concept that in order to bring forth a child into the world, it requires a maisa from the ish. The ish has to be mashpia into the isha, and that generates a leda. However, before that, in other words, so that's the most important act, that's the significant act that brings forth the birth of a child. But you forget that there's an introduction. That act has to be preceded by a minor type of, Rabbein Ezer here is playing it down, whereby there has to be generated a mayan ukvin by the nekevo. She has to generate a mayan first, in order for this whole process to take place. So Rabbein Ezer is saying here that you have a situation where Reuven needs $50 from Shimon. Shimon is the mashpia, no question about it here. There's no question as to who's doing the being mashpia here. It's Shimon who's going to give the $50 to Reuven. However, before that can happen, Reuven has to precede it by being mashpia, a mayan nukvim. He has to make introductory request, plead, present himself with a hachno, be machnia himself before Shimon in asking for the item. And it's that show of hachno that he actually asked for the item. In other words, let's say you have two people who are very close friends, then you don't have to ask for it. The guy knows you're in need, he'll offer something. Let's say they're not such close friends, then you know you have to make a request. By making the request, you're nichna to him. That corresponds to the concept of mayin ukvin, the preparation before the mayin duchrin is presented, which actually brings forth the leda, the one who's the actual mashpia. So Rabbein Ezer says here that. Just a second. Upoil Abakosh is Availa Shpila Mashit Sorech. Cain, similarly, Mashemale Hayiro Mehadvorim Hatachtainim, this that a person sends up generates vibes of fear of Hashem, which are coming via these Dvorim Hatachtainim, Nasa Mizeh Bechinas Ha'olas Mayin Ukvin. That Yira serves as a Mayin Nukvin. As a Mayan Ukvin Kaviyochel being sent up to Hashem, Vinimshoch and Hashmoy is Boilam. Then Kaviyochel Hashem, who's the Zohar, who's the Mashpia, Hashem sends down the Shefa to the world. Rabbein Ezer says, Vizeh Bechinas, now you'll understand the Soid in the Posuk in Parshas Bereishis, where the Posuk says, Ve'eid Ya'alem in Horetz, there is a vapor that rises up from the ground. Rabbein Ezer says, Al yedei hayiro hatachtoina zu shehi bechinas aid kanal, through this lower level yira, which we refer to as the word aid. Al yedei ze, note, how do we know that the word eretz ve aid yalem in haoretz? How do we know that oretz refers to yira? Rabbein Ezer on a different Torah quotes the pasuk eretz yireya. Eretz is an inyan of yira. So this low level of Yira, which is coming up from the earth, Kaviyochel to Hashem, Al Yidei Zeh V'Hishko Eskol Pneo Adama. The Pasuk continues, the vapor goes up from the ground and then showers down on the world. Then Kaviyochel Hashem sends down Shefa to all the parts of the world, Eskol Pneo Adama. Ki Al Yodo Nimshochin Hashpois Kanal. Through this aid, that's how all the Shefa comes. So note, although we're talking about a lower level Yira, this lower level Yira, all it accomplishes is that it serves as a Mayan Ukvin, which helps all the Shefa to be able to come down to the world. Before you can have any Leda, it has to be Mayan Ukvin first, then Mayan Duchrin, then there's a Leda. This is the Mayan Ukvin, this Yira HaTachtayna. Ukeshenim Shach HaShefa. Okay, so now we've accomplished, we've provided a Mayan Ukvin, now the Shefa is starting to pour down. That's not enough. Rabbein Ezer says, "Ukshinim shecha shefa tzorich lasa is keli lekabel hashefa." When the shefa is being poured down to the world, the person has to create a keli in which to receive the shefa. Shelayim kuhachitzayinim imeno, so that the klipa is the outside forces should not be able to draw from this shefa. V'hakeli hi bechinas mem stuma. The letter mem and the mem, that's the concept of a keli. It's a receptacle. It's a four-sided item that serves as a receptacle. Vizeh oisiois odom. That's the letters of the word odom. Each odom has within his capacity to generate this aleph dalid, this yira tachtoina, and then to generate a keli in which to receive the shefa, which is the mem seif, this, which results in odom.
One mem. just because it's stuma?
It's a receptacle. Mem stuma symbolizes a keli. Mem stuma in Kabbalah refers to all kinds of different things.
More than a stuma for some.
Relax. Relax. Fayidei ha-hishtaykikus, period. Period. Yeah.
This Rebbe, you said that by second time of Yira, you can just draw down Shetlet and Wara.
Right.
What happens to the first time?
Uh-huh. Minion was solved.
We have a whole Torah to go. We have half a Torah to go. Seriously, that's
well,
what
I
it is.
Thought that, you know,
no, no, no. In other words, he's going to pause here. Now he's going to go off to explain the mem a little better. And then he's going to go back to tying together the first year and the second year and show what the how they match up to each other. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Vayidei ha-hishtaykikus v'horotzim al-nisayel ha-tzadik." Rabbi Nizal says, through the yearning and the desire that a person builds up to go to the tzaddik, to travel to the tzaddik, nase roshim hakeli. That's how he generates a blueprint for the keli. Rabbeinu Zal is introducing a separate concept, a concept of preparing a blueprint for the keli. We're not talking about a simple kind of keli here. We're talking about a keli. You want to build a house, you don't just start building it. There's a 3-month procedure of systems design. Before we start sitting down to write the program whatsoever, we didn't touch the program yet. We're not going near it, we're going off to a different place completely and doing design work to prepare to lay the groundwork for it. Or a person's building a house, before he touches a brick or he goes ordering any cement, they gotta spend 3 months on paper with a ruler to measure exactly what has to be done and everything. Rabbi Nizal says, Al yidei ha-hishtaykikus v'horotzayim l'nseil ha-tzadeh, by a person building up a tremendous desire and yearning to want to go to the tzaddik, nase roshim hakeli, he generates the imprint, meaning the blueprint, that's the terminology that's used, for the keli. Kemoi uman, like an engineer, a craftsman, kisharoitz elaseis keli, when he wants to design a machine, something like that. Tzorech letzayer v'lachkoik metchilo roishen v'tzira keli, he first has to draw and carve out the blueprint, the picture of the keli, v'yacharkach oiseh hakeli, then he goes ahead and actually makes the keli. Cain, so too, bozeh horotzain l'nesaya, through the desire to go to the tzaddik, nase hatziur v'roishem hakeli. That's how a person creates the blueprint, the picture of the keli. V'yachakach kishebo elov, when the person is zeche to complete this mission and to actually come to the tzaddik, nase hakeli. That's when the actual keli is formed. V'zeh, Rabbi Nizal says, this is what the pasuk says in Shmuel Hanavi, Odom yire le'enayim, Odom yiro le'enayim, v'Hashem yiro la'levov, the pasuk says, that a human being can only see what his eyes see, whereas Hashem sees what's in the heart. In other words, you're dealing, people are interacting with each other, they're looking at each other, each one can only see what's on the surface, whereas Hashem kaviyachol can see inside. Rabbi Nizal explains, Odom yiro le'enayim, al yidei yiro le'enayim. Hainu al yidei ha-yira ha-tachtoina, shemekabel al yidei ma-sheroya be'inayim kanal, through the type of fear that's generated via the eyes, meaning I see an animal, I see a dog, and I know what fear that generates. I see a big building falling, I know what fear that generates, and through that I develop a fear for Hashem. Through that type of fear, al yidei zeh nase b'chinas odom. Odom is generated through yira lo'enayim, the type of yira that's related to the eyes. Hainu shenem shochen hashpois al yidei ayin alav dalid, that the hashpois are drawn through the aid, the vapor, shehu b'chinas yirazu, which corresponds to this lower level yira that we spoke about, kanal, v'hamem hu hakeli l'kabel hashefa kanal, the mem is the keli to receive the shefa, period. That's the lower level shefa. So we had just explained about the lower level yira, which was the bechina of Odom yira lo'enayim. Rabbi Nizal says now, the pasuk continues to say, just a second. V'hamem hu akele l'kabbalah shel kanal. Aval al yidei ha'yira ho'el yoino. But through the higher level yira, hanal, which we explained before, hanizgalel, which we explained before. Shehi bo me haskolas ha'leibra mimusoi. This upper level yira, which comes through a deep thinking of the heart, where the heart thinks deeply about the awesomeness of Hashem. That literally is mashlim, the name of Hashem. It brings a shleimus to the name of Hashem. The lower level yira, brought shefa to the world. The upper level yira is mashlim, the name of Hashem kaviyachol. It makes the name of Hashem shmo shlim kaviyachol. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh v'Hashem yireh l'alevov." Hashem sees what's in the heart. We just explained the point that what does the upper level yira do? The lower level yira brings shefa to the world. The upper level yira is mashlim, the name of Hashem. That's the one that makes the name of Hashem shalem. V'zeh v'Hashem yireh l'alevov. Shalidei yireh l'alevov. Through the yira that's related to the heart. Shehu b'chinas yira el yoyna, which is the upper level yira. Shehi bo me haskolas halei b'reina musa yisporach kanal, which comes through a deep thinking of the heart about the awesomeness of Hashem. Al yedei ze mishlam shem Hashem. The first yira generated Odom. Odom yira l'alevov. Odom yira l'einayim. Odom was the result of the yira that was affiliated with the eyes. Vashem Yira Lalevov. Hashem's name itself is achieved by the Yira that's related to the heart, meaning related to the Seichel of the heart. Yiras Haremimus, this upper level Yira. Kemoshe Kosuv Bezoyhanal, as was mentioned in the Zohar HaKadosh, which we quoted, Kad Yisrael Ishtelimu Ba'evdayu, that when Bnei Yisrael achieve Shlemus in their Avodah, Shlemus is Yira, Kien Machzor Lireyov. So Shmo Kadisha Ishtalim, the name of Hashem becomes Sholem. Ve'ikra HaShleimus is Yira Kanal. The main Shleimus is Yira. So when the Zohar HaKadosh says Kad Yisrael Ishtalim Ba'ovdayu, it means that when Bnei Yisrael really achieve Yira, then Shmo Kadisha Ishtalim, the name of Hashem becomes Sholem. Ve'zehu Vashem Yira Lalevov Ki'al Yidei Yira El Yoyna Hanal She'ibachinas Yira Lalevov Nishlam Shem Hashem. The name of Hashem itself becomes complete. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ze hamaymar, this Torah shomati bishmoi, I heard in the name of Rabbi Nizal, shehu shayach al posuk yelchu mechayel el choyel yeroa el elokim b'tzion. Someone said over in the name of Rabbi Nizal that Rabbi Nizal said this Torah related to a posuk, the posuk in Tehillim, where the posuk says yelchu mechayel el choyel, the Jews go from one level to the next level, yeroa el elokim b'tzion, and they get to see Hashem in Sion, in Yerushalayim. Note, Ve'eni yodea ha'perush, Rav Nosson Zal says, I don't know the explanation that Rabbeinu Zal gave exactly as to how this posuk ties into the Torah that he said. Ach kefi hanira, but it appears to me that yesh shaychus l'seif ha'mikro le'inyin maimar hanal. It looks to me that there is a shaychus between the end of the pasuk to what Rabbeinu Zal said. Ayin shom mashikosu b'seifoi, look at what Rabbeinu Zal wrote at the end of this Torah. Shal yidei ha'hishtoikikus l'insoya l'hatzadik nase tziur v'roishim ha'keli. Rabbeinu Zal explained through the yearning and the desire building up of wanting to go to the tzaddik, wanting to linsoya means to come close, literally. Whether it means physically traveling from one neighborhood to the other, or bechlal, coming close, kiruv halavovois, coming close to the tzaddik is called linsoya la tzaddik. Rabbi Nizal says that generates the blueprint for the keli. Vezehu bechinas yeroe el elokim b'tzion. A person can be seen by Hashem, b'tziyon, the word tziyon means letzayin, to carve out, that there is a yira that generates a tziyon, a carving out. tzion, ze bechinas tzion, v'roishim hakeli, shena sayidei ha'ishtaygus k'nal. The term tzion refers to the preparation of the blueprint, the act of generating, carving out the blueprint, which is going to be used to design the actual keli, the actual machine. Shayidei zeh, zeichen achakach, lehiskarev Hashem Yisborach. Through this whole procedure, a person is zeichen to come close to Hashem, bechinas yeroa el elikim b'tzion. Yeroa el elikim, a person is zeichen to come close to Hashem, b'tzion, through the carving out that's done through the hishtaikikus of wanting to come close to the tzaddik. Hainu, al yedei tzion v'roishim hakeli, shenas al yedei hishtaikikusay hagdoyla b'tchilo. Through the carving out of the keli, which is generated by a person's original hishtaikikus, original yearning in wanting to come close to the tzaddik, that's what determines how close the person comes to Hashem, etc., etc., etc. Now the punchline. The Omar Rabbeinu Zal said, "Shekol mi sheyesh lo yegiyos v'tirchos yoser b'tchilas ha'hiskarvus l'Hashem Yisborach," that any person who had more difficulty in coming in the beginning of coming close to Hashem, dahainu, now note, he's going to mention about 30 points. 10 of which we talk about many times, but people forget the other 20. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Dahainu sheyesh lo menios rabois ugdolos." The person has tremendous difficulty. Kegoyin may oviv, like from a father, v'ishtoi, or a wife, v'chosnoi, or a father-in-law, or from other people who can present tremendous difficulty in a person coming close to Hashem, or difficulty because of money, a person doesn't have the money to afford a bus ride to come to a shir or a car service, or the shari menios, or other types of menios, v'ikuvim, or things that hold him back, u'bilbulim, or any category of bilbulim that a person has, shemishtatchin lefonav, which lay themselves out in front of the person, u'mayninoisay ma'oid, and they hold back a person tremendously from coming close to Hashem, or coming close to the tzaddik emes, v'hutzorech lehisyageya, and the person has to work very hard, v'letroyach ma'oid, and to exert tremendous effort, l'shabram, to break these barriers, kol elu hayegiyos v'hatirchos sheyesh loy b'tchilas ha'hiskarvus. All of this tremendous difficulty and effort that a person has to exert in the tchilas ha'hiskarvus, heim toivo gedoilo l'ha'odam, they are a tremendous asset and benefit to the person. Ki al yidei zeh zeiche achakach l'kabel harbe kedusha v'tahara, because it's through this that the person is zeiche afterwards to receive tremendous kedusha and tahara. Because we just said that it's these yegiyos in the beginning which generate the keli. And the more difficulty that there is, yeshloi keli godel biyoser, that generates a larger size keli. In which to be able to receive the Shefa Kedusha V'Taro, lehiskarev l'Hashem Yisborach, to be able to come close to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas yeroa el elikim b'tzion. This is the whole concept of coming, yeroa el elikim b'tzion, to come close to Hashem b'tzion, according to the tzion of the keli that's generated, according to how big a keli and how good a keli is carved out, that's what determines how much Yeroi Lelikim there is, how much coming close to Hashem there is. Now note, Rabbeinu Zal said this bechlal, referring to the tchilas ha'hiskarvus, when a person's first coming close, but that's baloney, because in a sense, we know in Rabbeinu Zal's form, it's written throughout, that where Breslov differs from the rest of Judaism is that Breslov is most learned in this limud of hischachus, that every single day is a tchilas ha'hiskarvus. Every single day you put on tefillin, that's the first time. Every single day you come to that minyan in the morning, I never heard of Breslov before, I never heard of davening, I'm starting shachris, I'm going to present the first shachris of my life, and watch what kind of job I'm going to do with it. a rikid, a mikvah, a tikkun akoli, each item like that. Once a person understands that and believes it, in other words, it's not baloney, this is what's written in these svarim, it means that's what it is. It's really, there is a hiskarvus every single day, a brand new hiskarvus. Once you understand that, then you understand that if you're going to take that attitude, that every single day, leave him alone. So he's so much more interesting than what we're saying. So leave him alone. Once you understand that there is this concept of a hiskarvus every single day, brand new, then you understand also that corresponding to it, there's going to be a whole tchilas for hiskarvus. There's going to be bilbulim,